Be'ezah Hashem is going to begin Perek Hamisha Asa, the 15th and final chapter in the Rambam Masechta Shkagos, in the laws of erroneous sins in the Sefer Karbanos, in the book of private sacrifices, which in this Perek we discuss that specifically of when the Kohen Mashiach, one type of Kohen Gadol, and the Nasi, type of king, when they commit a Shkaga, what is their unique status, their halachas regarding that Shkaga. As the Rambam begins halacha alf regarding the chatas of a king and of a Kohen Gadol. Kvar B'yan already explained in Perek Alf halacha dalet. Shakal shkaka, any mistake, shahed yud maybe lay a chatas akavu, that a regular person would bring an established chatas, which is kizbo a se'ira, which is a she-lamb or a she-goat. Im shagu bahanasi, that if the king, if he committed the sin erroneously by mistake, maybe sorry, he brings a he-goat. And im shagu ba koin mashiach, and if the anointed koin, which is one type of koin god, if he made the mistake, maybe par, he brings a bull. So they have a unique halachas in regarding shkaka. Now the Rambam qualifies regarding this mistake that the Kohen Gadol makes, specifically when he made the ruling for himself. And that is, Bamed Vamamum, when did we say the Shekoin Mashiach, that the anointed Kohen, maybe Parah Shagagasa, that he brings a unique carbon, when he commits an erroneous sin, a regular Shkaga, that he brings a bull, is Kishato Bairos Atzmai, when his mistake came from his own ruling. Vasa Maisa B'Shigasarasa Levada, and it only came about because he was relying on only his own ruling. And moreover, Hushiya Chacham Mufli has to be a distinctive sage, like it says in the Pasuk Yikra. In my Kohen HaMashiach, if the Kohen Gadol Yechta will sin La'ashma Sa'am to the negligence of the people, what do you mean? What does the Ashma Sa'am have to do with the Kohen HaMashiach? Hari Mashiach Kitzibu, comparing the Kohen Gadol to that of the Am, to the Tzibur, which is Maha Tzibur Shein Besen, just like the public, which is the courts, who they're in charge of when the whole public is making a sin. Until the sages themselves, the Sanhedrin, are fit to be the ruling members of the Sanhedrin, and the Yitabayra, the mistake has to be in their ruling. And Biyaso Ismapim, it has to be that those who did this, the people, were doing it based on the ruling of the courts. And moreover, the Yir Levatl Mixes, the Kohen Mixes, has to be that the ruling was to nullify part of the Lacha and to maintain part of the Lacha. Kacham Hashaykh, so too is the Kohen Gadol. B'chol Drachim Elo has to have all these characteristics to be liable for the Zinik Halacha of the Par for Hishkaga. As Raman says, Halacha Beis Ketzer, how so that the Kohen Gadol is going to be liable for a par for his chattas? So Kohen Mashiach, the anointed Kohen, Shetoa Bairo La'atzma, where he made a mistake in his own ruling for himself. V'dima, and he thought, Shazorik Mishas L'shos B'Shabbos, that if you throw something, if you didn't actually carry, just threw from one domain to another domain on Shabbos, it's going to be permitted. And Mazark Mishas L'shos, and he said and he did, and he actually on Shabbos threw from one domain to another domain. Moreover, V'toyla Bairo La'atzma, he was relying on his own ruling for himself. When he finds out that he had sinned, Yavi Paralachatis brings a bull for his sin offering. Now, let's say he wasn't relying on his own ruling. He made a mistake, and he threw it by mistake. Or let's say he was relying on his own ruling, but he was not a distinctive sage. Or he uprooted the whole halacha, the whole mitzvah, in his ruling for himself. Or he made a mistake in his ruling, only levatal mitzvahs, to nullify part of it. But when he actually did it, he didn't do it relying on his own teaching. He did it because of some other mistake. Let's say when he made the ruling, he was deliberately sinning. But when he actually did it, he was mistaken. In all these cases, a potter and a carbon claw is going to be totally exempt from a carbon. Because the halacha of his ruling for himself, from his own ruling, is kedin hakol, is the way the Jewish people are, la'iros besdin, to the ruling of the courts, l'chol dov, for all practical purposes. Hayra la'atzmai v'shachach me'etzit tam hayra. Let's say he made a ruling for himself, and he forgot that what was the reasoning of his ruling, but v'shas ma'isama, in practice, when he was actually doing it, he said, whatever it is, I don't remember why I said it like this, but I'm going to do based on my original ruling. So that's the same thing. Arizim maybe parchatas, he's doing it based on his own ruling, even though he doesn't recall what it is, and he has to bring then a bull for a chatas. Halacha gimel. Hayra la'atzmai levatal mixtus l'kayim mixtus. So let's say he made the ruling to maintain and to nullify some of the halacha b'avay d'zara, by idolatry. V'asa kfir rasa, and he did based on his own ruling. Here, harizim maybe se'ira kehedit. Here he's going to bring a she-goat, like a regular person. But again, it has to be that he made a mistake in the ruling, like we explained. Because in Hakoyin Mashiach, Chayav Carbon, because as we're saying, the Kohen Gadol not be liable for a carbon, El Behelm Dover, only when there's a lapse of something Bahirda with his ruling, Im Shigas HaMaisa B'Tzibur, together with a mistaken action with the people. Let's say he made a mistake in action without any erroneous ruling, then even though Avodah Zarah has that she goat carbon, but regarding to this criterion, whether it's Avodah Zarah or other mitzvahs, in may become a klal, he's not going to make any carbon at all, because his halacha of him bringing a chatos is specifically a par when he has the criterion that we mentioned. Now, halacha dalt, however, what if, let's say, the ruling of the Kohen Gadol was together with the courts? Let's say the Kohen Gadol makes a ruling with the courts. The Shagahu Vehim Bayra, and they both together, these two parties, made a mistake in their ruling. Now, Ava Pisha also, even though the Tzibur and the Kohen Gadol, they did their actions, Al Pi Hayra Hazay Shatobo, based on this ruling that was mistaken. Now, since the Kohen Gadol was not relying in practice on his own ruling, he was relying on his own ruling together with the ruling of the courts, he's a potter, he's being exempt. He doesn't have to bring his own atonement on his own, because again, he's only liable when he has those criterion. And one of them is has to be on his own ruling, not together with any other ruling. Now, elim hoyu bezin mevi'in karban, but only if the courts are going to make a karban, let's say when the majority of the tzibur followed that erroneous ruling, then he'll get an atonement together with the category of the tzibur. Now, but let's say the ones who did it are the ones that are bringing the carbon. For example, let's say it wasn't the majority of the Jewish people that committed the sin. So again, who ain't made a carbon? Zakim made a carbon. Shadei ain't tzarch kapar b'fnetzah, because he does not need his atonement on his own, because this is like the case of when he only made a mistake in his action, but without the ruling, which we said that doesn't qualify for the Kohen Gadol's chatas, has to have shigas hayra, which shigas maisa. Halacha hey, hayra im bezdin b'shkaga. Let's say he made a ruling with the courts by mistake, but it wasn't in the same halacha. Their mistake was in permitting blood, and his mistake was in the forbidden fats. So here, he cannot get atonement with the tzibur. Rather, he's going to bring his bull for himself, because since these two Yisrim do not combine, it's like two separate Yisrim, it's like two different things. He's relying on his own ruling, they're relying on their own ruling, does not get atonement with them, and he would bring his own par koin Mashiach. Halacha Vav talks about what happens if the Kohen Gadol has a doubt if he committed this sin. So, Kohen Mashiach Shnestapik Loi, a Kohen Gadol that's in doubt, Im Shagag Shkagazu, if he made this mistake, which is what's his mistake that would make him liable, which is different than every regular person, She Shigas Hira Im Amaisa. He's not sure, did he do an erroneous ruling with a erroneous action? Or did he not have this mistake? So, although classically that's the halach of Ashim Tala, you're not sure if you committed a sin, you bring Ashim Tala, Eina maybe Ashim Tala does not bring Ashim Tala. Nishu Bo Katsi, because like we said before, his halachic status is like that of the Tzibur, which is that of the Sanhedrin. She'in mevim Ashim Tali aloi hayda shashagasara. They don't bring an Ashim Tali for the not knowing of a mistaken ruling of the Sanhedrin, as we said in Perikid Beis Halacha Beis, and he has the same halacha. Like we said, he's compared to Ashma Sa'am. Now, that's all regarding the Kohen Gadol. Al Hanasi, but regarding the king, although he also has unique halachas, as we said, if Nestapik loyim chatoi lechad, if he's not sure if he sinned or not, then maybe Ashim Tali, he would bring an Ashim Tali kishar yitz like every regular person. Because his mistaken that for liability, which is his own chatas, is not like the Kohen Gadol that depends on his own ruling, and therefore he's not similar to the Sanhedrin, and therefore, just like a regular person, would bring Ashim Tali, so too would the king. Now, the Ram qualifies now, so what is this Nasi, and what's this Kohen Mashiach we keep on mentioning? What is the Nasi that we mentioned in the Torah? So it's a melech, this refers to a king. There's no dominion of any Jewish person that has dominion on him. And there's no one higher than him in his sovereignty, in his kingdom. Only Hashem, his God, is above him. And this is Ben Shalim Beis David, whether it's from the Davidic dynasty, or Mishar Shev Diso, or from any other tribes of Jewish people. Now let's say there were many kings, neither king serves the other one. So every one of them will bring a he-goat for his sin offering. And what's this anointed kohen? So that kohen gadol, specifically a high priest, that was anointed with anointing oil, because there was a time of Yeshua Melech, and the times of the first Beis HaMikdash, that they hid it away, and there was no more anointing, they didn't become a kohen gadol anymore through anointing, only by putting on the eight garments that the kohen gadol wears instead of four, that wouldn't make him qualify. It was specifically kohen Mashiach, Kohen Gadol that was anointed with Shem Mishkel would have this halacha of this special carbon. Halacha Zayin, Kohen Gadol shenimshach b'Shem Mishkel. So if there's a high priest, he got anointed with the anointing oil, but v'avim avadaseh, but then he was taken down from his post of Kohen Gadol, either because of a blemish, or zikna because he was too old, or things similar like that. b'chata b'shkagazu, and he sinned in this mistake of halacha. So maybe parasha gagase. He's going to bring a bull for his mistake. Why? There's no difference regarding a kohen that's anointed, a kohen gadol that's serving, and to the one that's already demoted from his post. The only difference is elaparya mikipurim, who brings the bull of yemikipurim, which is brought inside the kadosh kadoshim, and basir se'eva shal kol yom in the tenth of eva that the chavitin that the kohen gadol brings every single day. That the only one that brings it is the kohen gadol that's serving at that time. Of a parabol called a mitzvah, but regarding the bull that the kohen gadol brings for having violated one of the mitzvahs, which is unique, a bull, and not like the shilim and the shigot of a regular person. That's the same if he is currently serving or was previously serving. They're both going to have this halacha. Halacha ches, regarding the king that commits his sin with the people. So nasi sha'asi imat tzibur b'hiros bezen. If the king, together with the Jewish people, did this erroneous sin with the ruling of the courts. Hariz miskapel b'chalam. So he gets his atonement together with the people. That if the courts are going to be the ones who are going to sacrifice for the mistake, let's say when it's the rave of the tzibur, so kolam vehamelech but do not carbon. So the people and the king are exempt from a carbon. Like we explained. Now vehamoyu oisum api bezin hemshachayav makom. Let's say the people themselves are liable when they did it based on the ruling of the courts. Let's say when there was not a majority of the Jewish people, and vehamelech when oisum the king was from those who committed a sin. Is it maybe so? Again, so he brings his he-goat, which is shasir nasi b'makom kis b'sir shalhadid who oimit. Like we said, the he-goat of the king takes the place of where the shilam or the she-goat is of a regular person, and here where each individual has to bring, so he would bring his sar. Halacha Tes discusses regarding these two individuals before and after they were appointed to their positions regarding them making a mistake in halacha. So nasi shenit stara. So if a king became a mitzayra, so of a mitzayra, he's demoted from his kingship, he can't be a king as a mitzayra. Now, v'nasi shav mitzayusai, a king who is demoted from being a king, a kid, just like a regular person. So he would have the halacha as like a hadid. Chata kishoyu nasi vav migdulas. But let's say he sinned when he was a king, and then he was taken down from his post. Let's say he became a mitzayr. Harizim may be sorry, he's still going to bring the he-goat, which is unique for that of the king. Kishnevet says in the pasuk of Yikra, al-chatas ha-shachata, for the sin that he sinned, which is kishas chatasi who maybe. It's like the time when he sinned that he brings it, not the time when he's bringing it. So although when he's bringing it, he's not a king anymore, but he sinned when he was a king, he'll bring the special carbon of a king. Halacha Yud. Kohen Mashiach, the Kohen Gadol, a melech, or the king, shechatu, ach lo nismanu. Let's say they sinned before they were appointed. Ava bishlo nidle melech nismanu, even if they only notified regarding their sin, to bring the carbon only after they were already appointed to their positions. Haridol kehedjit, but they can have the halacha as a regular person, which is when they sinned. Shemak says in the pasuk, "Ashanasi yachata," that the king will sin, and my queen the Mashiach yachata, but the kohen gadol will sin. Meaning, "Achi yachata kshu nasi kshu Mashiach." Their unique halacha is only going to be if they sin when they're the nasi, when the Mashiach. And here they sin when they were a regular person, and they're going to have therefore that the carbon of a hedjut. Now the figure therefore, "Im achal sveik chaylev kshu hedjut." If let's say he ate something that's doubtful if it's forbidden fats when he was a regular person, but noilas sveika achash nisman lis kohen gadol. Now he only was notified regarding his doubt after he was appointed to ready to be the Kohen Gadol. So how is it maybe Asham Tali? Although we said that the Kohen Gadol is not going to bring the Asham Tali, but here it goes based on when he sinned, and he sinned when he was a regular person, therefore bring Asham Tali. Let's say he eats a half olive size of forbidden fats when he's a regular person. And he eats a half olive size when he's the king, and he does the Behel Mecha in one lapse of awareness. Or let's say the other case, the other way around. Let's say he first eats the half of olive size when he's a king. And then the second half of the olive size after he was already demoted from being a king. In the mitzvah, for these two cases, they don't combine because they're two different qualifications, when he's a king, when he's not. But they're going to be exempt. Let's say let's say he eats a half of olive size when he's a regular person, when he's mana, and he's appointed to be the kohen gadol, the avar, or the king, and he's demoted. So he ended up eating the two half of olive sizes when he's a hedyit. But in the interim, he had been the king. So he's a suffix and starf. So that's a doubt if that's going to combine. Or maybe his being king, did that interrupt in between those two halves? And therefore, maybe he would not be obligated. That's a doubt in halacha. We have concluded the laws of mistakes, of errors in halacha, and regarding its liability for a carbon with heavenly assistance.